CBS News Brief. Daring robbers have reportedly stolen priceless jewelry from the Louvre in Paris, the museum that's home to the Mona Lisa. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
In this Apollo Gallery, which is a very ornate gallery containing what remains of the French crown jewels, they robbed a number of these items of jewellery. One newspaper is saying 9 items, but that's not being confirmed.
Organisers of the anti-Trump No Kings protests say millions of people turned out nationwide in all 50 states and the District of Columbia.
I want to be able to tell my future children that I was here, that I stood on the right side of history.
Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says the government shutdown could end if the president promises to negotiate on the return of subsidies for health insurance premiums.
We just want an agreement from the president that a deal is a deal. If we shake hands on a deal, that you won't unilaterally cancel it next week.
This is day 19 of the shutdown. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Fall open enrollment started on Wednesday for Wisconsinites who are dual eligible for both Medicaid and Medicare. Experts say nationwide, nearly half of the people who qualify aren't enrolled. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Data shows more than 170,000 Wisconsinites could be eligible for dual eligible special needs plans known as DSNPs because of age, disabilities, or income. These Medicare Advantage plans can include extra benefits like dental care, health care supplies, and even meals and transportation for qualifying individuals. Hannah Diamond with the advocacy group Justice in Aging says the aim is to address confusion and barriers to care, but stresses the plans are subject to provider networks.
Their purpose is to improve integration and coordination of Medicare and Medicaid to programs that, when they initially came about, were never designed to work together.
Enrollment is open through December 7th. Benefits vary by carrier, and recent changes to some Medicare Advantage plans in Wisconsin could impact enrollees. People can learn more at getdual.com. Despite knowing little about DSNPs, nationwide plan enrollment has doubled since 2020, and experts expect it will continue to rise, although under new federal guidelines, Marion Gabanias with United Healthcare Community and states as those who are dual eligible could be impacted.
Because each state will have a different outcome based on lots of different things. From a Medicaid perspective, it can be about whether or not they expanded Medicaid, could change what it's going to look like in the future.
Caregivers for dual eligible people who are on Medicaid could also lose coverage. Wisconsin is one of 10 states that hasn't expanded its Medicaid program under the Affordable Care Act. 15% of the state's 1.2 million Medicare recipients are also on Medicaid. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A late night for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here in Phoenix, where the Packers play the Arizona Cardinals at State Farm Stadium. A late arrival, though, last night for Green Bay. The team plane had mechanical problems and was not cleared to fly, so the Packers waited over 5 hours before another plane could arrive from Detroit and take them from Austin Straubel Airport in Green Bay to Phoenix. They didn't take off until 7 o'clock last night, and it's nearly a four-hour flight. I'll have a recap of today's game coming up later tonight. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers losing to number one ranked Ohio State 34-0. Luke Fickle.
To not find a way to put points on the board will never give us a chance. So we know we have to find a way to be able to do that, and we got to get a hell of a lot better at it.
That's the Badgers head coach, Luke Fickle. Wisconsin on the road next week against number eighth ranked Oregon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers through about mid-morning, otherwise breezy and much colder with high temperatures only in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the lower 40s, a bit warmer on Monday with plenty of sunshine, highs in the low to mid-60s. Currently, it's 49.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of WAUK.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about mayoral election, which has suddenly become a little bit more crowded with the announcement of City Council President Alicia Halbenslaven announcing her candidacy for mayor, challenging Scott Allen.
Find This Week in Waukesha at WAUKradio.com. Go to the website and search This Week in Waukesha from 540 WAUK.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we will recap all the events from the weekend, including local No Kings rallies across Wisconsin. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 540 WAUK.
Everybody, the music of the star. Happy Halloween in advance. What's that supposed to mean? Well, we're adults. So we kind of stole it from the kids, didn't we? I never saw an adult celebrate Halloween. That's kids' stuff. Yeah, maybe in the 40s, 50s, 60s. And as proof of that, how many kids come to your door these days? They don't want to copy mommy or daddy. Not of that, anyway. Hey, come on, that was their holiday. And it is kind of a holiday. It's a religious holiday. The eve of All Souls. But it's a fun day or night when you can be anything you want to be. Halloween, indeed. We'll have some fun with it right now. And next week as well. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars. Go back to Broadway. Lots to offer Halloween on Broadway. Here's Barbara.
Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the abandon their defenses. I write, or I compose the music of the night. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendor. Grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Hearing is believing, music is deceiving, hard as lightning, soft as candlelight. Dare you trust the music of the night? Close your eyes.
Michael Crawford with Barbara. Peggy Lee.
Uh-huh.
The night holds no fear for the lover, for one with a love of his own. The night holds no fear for the lover, so love me and be mine alone. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Be mine and we'll dream through the years. Darling, love me. Come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Love me and we'll dream through the years. Ah, ah, ah.
And the evening's so cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. Oh, the moon is high and you're so glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you. Glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, ladies, What can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you.
I'm not buying anything.
And I am not selling anything. I expected you sooner.
Oh, I remember you. That night. And in the crypt.
Go inside. You killed the wolf.
Well, there's no crime in that, is there?
The wolf was Balaam.
You think I don't know the difference between a wolf and a man?
Balaam became a wolf, and you killed him. A werewolf can be killed only with a silver bullet, or a silver knife, or a stick with a silver handle.
You're insane. I tell you, I killed a wolf, a plain, ordinary wolf.
Take this charm, the pentagram, the sign of the wolf. It can break the evil spell.
Evil spell? Pentagram, wolfbane. Oh, I'm sick of the whole thing. I'm going to get out of here.
That's Maria Ouspenskaya. 1941, The Wolfman.
Children, we have gathered here together an array of rascals, criminals, scum, and evildoers such as the world has never seen, all in the name of you, children. Doesn't this amaze you, little ones? Well, it shouldn't.
Abandon their defenses. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendor. Grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold and feeling light. And listen to the music of the night. Close your eyes and surrender
the night. As I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I
sideboard.
Where's Markway? I thought he'd have been here before anyone else.
You serve yourselves. I clear up in the morning.
Have you known Dr. Markway long?
I have breakfast ready at 9.
No, I've never met him.
I don't stay after 6, not after it begins to get dark.
My only contact with him has been our correspondence about the, quote, experiment, unquote.
I leave before the dark comes, so there won't be anyone around if you need help.
No one can hear you if you scream in the night. Isn't that so, Mrs. Dudley?
No one lives any nearer than town. No one will come any nearer than that. In the night. In the dark.
Thank you.
I can just about get through the day. But the night makes me nervous. Not for any reason, except maybe that it catches you unaware and follows you the way a woman follows when she wants something.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so exciting, something in your smile was so inviting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out all right for strangers in the night. Strangers in the night. Oh, me, do me, do me, do me, do me.
Surely you must have read Hamlet at some time or other in your life. If you did, do you recall that line? There are more things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than ever dreamed of in your philosophy. Well, the strange tale that I'm about to tell you is something like that. My story has to do with traveling and automobiles and a little girl. Do you believe that the dead can influence the living? But come, listen to the incredible history of Martin Cable, the little girl in the polka dot dress. The road was dark and winding that grim night that Martin Cable drove his sedan towards Webb Center. The rain slashed, howled, tore at the windows, and Martin Cable was worried. His headlights had fused out, and driving in unfamiliar territory down an unknown road on such a dreadful night was not the safest thing in the world. Martin Cable was due in Webb Center on an important business meeting that could mean a whole new life for him. And so he drove on, taking his chances with the weather, with the car, with his life. Suddenly, through the windshield wipers mopping furiously at the glass, Martin Cable saw a flash of something up ahead, a white face in the darkness. Hurriedly, he slammed on the brakes and the car swerved to a halt. Martin Cable peered out onto the road. There was a little girl standing there in a polka dot dress, the rain pelting at her viciously, making of her hair a tangled mess. The child's face was chalk white and ghostly, and before Martin Cable could ask her anything, she came forward and put one tiny hand on the car window and pointed down the road. Mister, her small voice was pitiful, you better turn left here. There's a big hole in the ground just ahead. You can't go that way. Gratefully, Martin Cable thanked her and asked her if he could give her a lift home. She shook her head and indicated a grey cottage just to the right of the road. I'll be all right, she said. I live just there. So Martin Cable took the turn off and arrived safely at his destination. Tired and shaken, but thankful that the little girl had saved his life. The next day, when he inquired about the road, the hotel clerk told him that a rock slide had made an immense pit on the road that would kill anyone who fell into it. Well, Martin Cable completed his business in Webb Center, paid a visit to a toy store, and drove back the way he had come. He decided to repay the little girl for her kindness of the night before. When he drew his car up to the grey cottage, a peaceful serenity hung over the walls and the windows. Martin Cable, with his gift under his arm, knocked loudly on the little oaken door. A small, grey-haired woman came to see who it was, and Martin Cable introduced himself and explained his visit. He wanted to see the little girl, he said. What little girl? The woman asked. Martin Cable rushed on to tell about the rain, being lost and saved from certain death, and describe her to me, the lady said. What was she wearing? Confused, Martin Cable mentioned the polka dot dress, but he didn't understand until the lady shook her head sadly. Yes, she said, it was Madeline. Once a year, she comes to that part of the road and warns some traveler away from the very spot. It's been like that for 5 years now. But Martin Cable was dumbfounded. What did the woman mean? Yet, it was all very simple. Madeline was my daughter, and 5 years ago, she died in an accident at the place where she told you to turn. You see, she got run over by a car there. Curious, isn't it? A little girl returning like that to warn the unwary traveler away from death. Oh yes. If you're driving tonight, do be careful. There might be a nasty break in the road.
Stay, go away.
The Music of the Stars. Don't be silly. There's nothing under the bed. Nothing.
Says 7:30, it's really after 10. Looks like Lulu's been repairing it again. Though you're wild as any Zulu and you're just as hard to tame, little Lulu, I love you, Lulu, just the same, the same. Little Lulu, I love you, Lulu, just the same.
Everybody knows in the second life we all come back sooner or later. Is anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator? Well, you may think my story is more fiction than it's fact, but believe it or not, my mother dear decided she'd come back as a car. She's my very own guiding star. A 1928 Porter, that's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. Well, everything my daddy never was, well, now she wants me to be. She's taken her place at the fifth member of my small family. And she'll blow her radiator when things ain't going right. And whenever she gets too lonely, we just all gotta spend the night with my car. She's my very own guiding star. I mean a 1928 Porter. That's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother the car. Oh, my mother the car. My mother the car. My mother the car.
I was wondering, do you think we could chip in and get an XK150?
Don't pick it up. Let it ring. This call brings a message of death for the one who must answer it. A call that will plunge you into one of the most startling stories ever told. It rang first over the airways when the initial broadcast of this amazing drama made history. Response was unprecedented. Critics acclaimed it as radio's finest production. Rebroadcast 7 times, an all-time record. Sorry, wrong number since then has been recorded. Made into a best-selling novel. And now...
Still don't want to use the gun?
Uh-uh, but make sure it's quick. Our client says he doesn't wish to make us suffer long.
Don't worry, there won't be no slip-up.
What number is this? What am I calling?
You always keep me in suspense. Or can't you see what it does to me? Just the moment I think you are mine, that's the moment I get the well-known sign out of line. You always keep me on the fence. You build me up and then you let me down again. Sometimes I say I'll go away, but what's the sense? I'd just come back so you can keep me in suspense. Keep me on the fence. You build me up and then you let me down again. Sometimes I say I'll go away, but what's the sense? I'd just come back so you can keep me in suspense.
Gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You've gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Just wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart. Get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
No doubt I now grew very pale, but I talked more fluently and with a heightened voice. Yet the sound increased. and what could I do? It was a low, dull, quick sound, much such a sound as a watch makes when enveloped in cotton. I gasped for breath, and yet the officers heard it not. I talked more quickly, more vehemently, but the noise steadily increased. I arose and argued about trifles in a high key and with violent gesticulations, but the noise steadily increased. Why would they not be gone? I paced the floor to and fro with heavy strides, as if excited to fury by the observation of the men, but the noise steadily increased. Oh, God! What could I do? I foamed, I raved, I swore. I swung the chair upon which I had been sitting and grated it upon the boards. But the noise arose over all and continually increased. It grew louder, 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 and still the men chatted pleasantly and smiled. Was it possible they heard not? Almighty God, no, no. They heard, they suspected, they knew. They were making a mockery of my horror. This I thought and this I think. But anything was better than this agony. Anything was more tolerable than this derision. I could bear those hypocritical smiles no longer. I felt that I must scream or die. And now again, hark, louder, 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 louder. Villains, I shrieked. Dissemble no more. I admit the deed. Tear up the planks. Here, here. It is the beating of his hideous heart.
Heart of my heart, I love that melody. Heart of my heart, brings back a memory.
When we were kids on the corner of the street, we were rough and ready guys,
but oh, how harmonize. Heart of my heart, met friends were dearer then. Too bad we had to part.
I know a tear would glisten if once more I could listen
to that gang that sang Heart of my heart.
Come on now, let's everybody sing.
Heart of my heart, I love that melody. Heart of my heart, brings back a memory.
When we were kids on the corner of the street, once more I could listen
to that gang that sang Heart of my heart.
The music of the Stars, the Aces.
You're breaking my heart 'cause you're leaving. You've fallen for somebody new. It isn't too easy believing you'd leave after all we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember the dreams we depended upon. You're leaving a slow dying ember. I'll miss you, my love, when you're gone. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start, dear. Till then, you're breaking my heart.
Stick around for news. I think it's crazy here. See what's shaking in this goofy old world of ours. On the Columbia System, the music of the stars, Civic Media Radio Network.
I was like a blushing rose that trembled at his touch. We were trading sigh for sigh. Later on I realized I loved him much too much. Now you'll see what finally transpired. He broke my heart in three places, Seattle, Chicago, and New York. He led me on those wild goose chases, but brother, I trailed him like a hawk. It started in the moonlight, we drifted on a lake. Me stars aglow, I whispered, oh, give my heart a break. So he broke my heart in three places, Seattle, Chicago, and New York. He broke my heart in four places, Toledo, Wawa, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. He broke my heart in five places, Miami, Ostabus, Chattanooga, and Montreal. It started in Savannah, we landed in Salt Lake. In Kokomo, I whispered, oh, give my heart a break. So he broke my heart in Wheaton, West Virginia, Sacramento, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Chiricahua, Arizona, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Natchitoches, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, Anaconda, Montana, Smoky Mountain, North Carolina, Marietta, South Carolina, Abercrombie, North Dakota, Running Water, South Dakota, Ottawa, in Kansas, San Antonio, in Texas, Tuscaloosa, Cold Alaska, Winnebago, Nebraska, Pocatello, Idaho, and Albuquerque, Mexico, Buena Vista, Colorado, Carson City, in Nevada, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Lebanon, and Oregon, McKinley Junction, Minnesota, Winnipeg, and Manitoba. Besides Seattle,
you told me you'd be true, but now you found another and left me sad and blue. But now you found another and left me sad and blue. My heart is aching, my heart is breaking, knowing that I must find someone new. My heart is aching, my heart is breaking, knowing that I must find someone new.
Well, all righty then. Stick around for news, the music of the star. What a holiday. Some people say it's their favorite. I don't disagree. CBS News, see what's shaking in this goofy old world of ours.
We're a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Brazen thieves stole some of the French crown jewels from the Louvre in Paris this morning. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is in the French capital.
They got their hands on some items of jewellery in these two display cases, which are set down the middle of this very ornate gallery, and then were out and away on motorbikes, and the whole thing not lasting more than 7 minutes.
Israel has attacked Hamas positions in southern Gaza. The BBC's Frank Gardner in Jerusalem.
An Israeli military official said the airstrike was carried out against Hamas fighters in response to them firing rocket-propelled grenades and sniper fire at targets inside the Israeli-controlled part of the Gaza Strip.
Hamas insists it is adhering to the ceasefire agreement. There were an estimated 26 600 No Kings protests in all 50 states and the District of Columbia yesterday. This veteran attended one in Texas.
I believe in democracy. I fought for democracy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.